You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome. You're listening to Wake Up with Tom Jones. Good morning, saints of God. This is Tom, and what a wonderful day this is. As the scriptures tell us, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Didn't say let us complain and be glad. Let us rejoice and be glad. I have a little testimony to share with you. I shared it with Danny. He was here at the studio. He's cracking up. I said, you'll never believe what my message is today, but I'll tell you about that in a second. But I have a little testimony to share with you. I don't know if it's a testimony or what it is, but one Sunday I was in church. Danny, you're like this. I was in church, and right Sunday service, the pastor, before he gave us a message, he said, "Does anyone out there need any prayer?" And I quickly raised my hand. He said, "Tom, what do you need prayer for?" You know? And I said, "Well, I need prayer for my mouth." He said, "What?" I said, "I need prayer for my mouth." He said, "Yes, me too." So he asked the congregation, he said, "How many of you out there need prayer for your mouth?" And not very many raised their hands. He said, "Well, the rest of you that your hands are down, you're lying." Because we all need prayer with our mouth. And that's my message today, my mouth. And it gets me into trouble. I don't know how many times. And I'm being honest with you all. We need to really watch what we speak, what we share. Because remember, one of my favorite scriptures besides John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but all have everlasting life." So if you give your heart and life to Christ, we should talk differently than the world. And it seems like I'm having some problems with that. And I'm being honest and upfront with you all. And if we look to the, I hope you enjoyed that little testimony, but it's true. I just asked the pastor, "Could you just pray? Because I'm having trouble with my mouth." And he said, "Tom, me too." So how many of us out there just, maybe this message is for one person, but I know it's for me as well. So if we could turn to the book of James, if you're driving, don't turn to the book of James if you're driving. Just listen. James chapter 3, verse 3 and 6. And let me read it, and I'll read it slowly. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take a ship as an example. Although they are so large, and they are driven by strong winds, they're steered by a very small rudder, wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boast. Consider what a great forest is set afire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of life on fire, and in itself set on fire by hell. It's really important what we speak, because it says the word says life and death are in the power of our tongue. You can speak blessings and you can speak curses over people. And are you encouraging one another? Are you encouraging your wife? And I need to get better at that, encouraging my lovely wife. She's very patient with me. No, I don't get mad, and I don't come in yelling. Sometimes things do bother me, you know. And I know the listeners, you all that are listening, sometimes the world can just, you just take so much from them, you know. Try to do work and ministry, and there's good days, and there's days I just say, "Lord, I need some help. I need some help." But I tell you, if we call upon the Lord, I tell you what, he said he would show us great and mighty things that we know us not of. You know, some of you listening maybe need some help with your mouth. It's not a great subject to talk about, and Lord knows I'm asking him every single day when I wake up in the morning, "Lord, can you help me? Help me with my mouth, because I need it. I need help." I try to remember the scriptures every day, the one Hebrews 3:13, encourage one another daily. What a day is still called today. I tell you what, the world's getting darker and darker. I believe it's getting more wicked, more dark, darker. People have become more mean-spirited. I don't want to dwell on that. And it just seems like everywhere I turn, this one's mad, this one's running you off the road, this one's giving you a gesture, or, you know, whatever, you know, and no one seems to be happy. I'm being honest with you. I'm just sharing my heart this morning with you. The scripture tells us that peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. but I give unto you. If we think we can find our happiness in the stuff, sex, drugs, whatever, we think we can find our happiness in buying another car, you know, buying another big home, and I'm not against those things. Don't get me wrong. Things do not bring us happiness. It doesn't. You can have all the money in the world. In Proverbs, the scripture tells us, better where there is little, where love dwells, than plenty where hate abounds. You know, what about your household? Are you content where you are on the way where Jesus has taken you? You know, are you striving for more and more stuff? Again, I'm not picking on people who have stuff. God wants us to have some things, don't get me wrong. But don't get caught up in it. You know, be in the world, but don't be of it. You know, don't try to keep up with the Joneses, as they say. No one has to keep up with me. So my name's Tom Jones, but just stay focused. Keep your eyes on Christ. You know, spend time with him. Ask him to help you with your mouth, how to speak, you know, how to talk to people, you know, and encourage one another. And that's what we're going to talk about. Just encouraging one another daily, what a day is still called the day. And that's so important because, you know, we all need it. We all need it. And James, again, it's in chapter 3, verse 9. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursings. My brother, this should not be. You know, this should not be. You know, there are people that, even in the church, and I'm not picking on the church. I love the church. Don't get me wrong. But there are Christians that I know that they're nice in church, but when they get out of church, you know, come on, brothers and sisters, now let's watch this. Then, you know, they have a backbiting spirit or a critical spirit. You know, well, this brother did this. This sister so-and-so did this. Let's not have a critical spirit. Let's not be gossiping about one another, but encouraging one another. You know, none of us are perfect. You know, my late mother-in-law once told me, she and I were in the kitchen and we were having breakfast, and she said, you know, Tom, don't pick your friends apart. If you do, you'll never have any. And that was my late mother-in-law was so smart by telling me, don't pick your friends apart, because if you do, you know, you won't have any. Because, you know, all of us, we're not perfect. Every day we strive to become more like Jesus. But, you know, I don't know about you, but I have to help him every day with my mouth, you know, because this world's tough. It is actually very, very tough. The people closest to you can get on your nerves and just say, Lord, can you help me? Can you help me stay focused? Can you help me with my mouth? And you know what? He will. He will. Proverbs 18:21, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So are we blessing people? Are we encouraging? Are you encouraging your wife? Wives, are you encouraging your husbands? Also, it's important to encourage your pastor. You know, they need it too. You know, being a pastor is a very difficult job. Encourage your pastor, you know, but don't pick people apart and fault find and get a critical spirit and look at them and judge them. And because we're not perfect. I believe we're just in we're under construction by God every day. God's doing something, taking things away from us, tearing us apart. You know, the things that need to decrease, as Paul said in the Word of God, that we decrease, that he can increase. So, you know, if we're yelling at someone, you know, we just got to watch that. We shouldn't be yelling at anyone. We shouldn't be getting upset. Now, I know it's human nature and we're in the flesh. Paul talked about, you know, decreasing. Jesus must increase in our lives every single day. You know, that he must increase and that we must decrease. How's that possible? I think it's possible by spending time with the Lord. Have some quiet time, like I've been sharing with each and every one of you each week. Spend some quality time with the Lord. Wake up and just say, Lord, help me. You know, this is the day you said you've made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Let us not complain. You know, let us rejoice and be glad. You know, every day, just, Lord, help me with my mouth. And I have a business partner, and, you know, and sometimes it can be quite challenging. You know, it's like a marriage. You know, you have to listen to your wife. And wives, you have to listen to your husbands. And, you know, you share your hearts. And I've just learned to just listen anymore and to be still. The Word tells us. And start reading the Word, too, in your quiet time. You know, start in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The Word will tell us, the Lord tells us sometimes to be still and know that I am God. Be still. You don't have to talk a lot. Have you ever been around people that they just consume the whole conversation? I used to be like that. My wife used to say, listen to people. Listen to them. Listen to what they have to say. And she, my wife, is so right. Because people are important. People have things to share. And we learn from one another. I don't have all the answers. You know, I'm not perfect. You know, I'm being torn apart. I shouldn't say torn apart, but I'm under construction by the Lord each and every day. Lord, take things away. Help me that you can increase in my life, that Tom can decrease, that you can increase. But our tongue, I tell you what, it can definitely get us into trouble. It can. You can hurt someone's feelings, and, you know, they can forgive you, but those words are still there. You know, I one time had someone speaking to my life one time and says, God can't use you. I said, why not? They said, God can never use you. You're just a ditch digger. And I thought, well, what's that got to do with it? You know, the disciples are fishermen, men, and Jesus came to them and said, you know, drop your net. Come follow me. You know, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you do for a living. You know, God doesn't look for the ability. What he looks for in a person is availability. Do you have that willingness to serve and follow him and do what he tells you to do? You know, and I just told that person, I said, you know, God can use anyone. He can use the ditch digger. He can use anyone he wants that has a willing heart. You know, when I went into the mission field, did I have the ability to work with a doctor building orphan homes? Absolutely not. I was driving across the country trying to figure out what my title was. I was into titles back then. We don't need a title, you know. We just need Jesus. We just need Jesus. I was so caught up back then, Lord, what's my title? What's my degrees? What am I going to be doing? What am I going to be doing? You know, here I am going to one of the most expensive places in the world. And I was arguing with God, driving across country and putting my car on a boat in California and then get to the airport. And the lady said, you know, sorry, the plane's booked. I said, great, I'm going to go back and get my car. I don't want to go to Hawaii. I just don't want to go. And the lady said, oh, no, we'll put you upstairs. And I said, upstairs? You mean I got to stay with the animals and cargo? And she started laughing. She said, no, that's first class we're putting you in. I thought, oh, great. I thought, okay, never been up there. There's only 16 seats on United Airlines up there. And I enjoyed the flight. It was a nice flight sitting upstairs. But then I sat next to a gentleman. I believe he was the CEO of Gillette Corporation. Wonderful person. Wonderful guy. Going on about his trips, his travels, and going to Hawaii, then on to Singapore, and I just kind of admired his accomplishments. And then I said, Lord, please don't ask this man, let him ask me what I do for a living, because I really don't know. You know, my career's gone, my security's gone, everything in my life is gone, no insurance, no income coming in. And I said, please don't let him ask me what I do for a living. And then later on in the conversation, he says, young man, what do you do for a living? I said, Lord, what do I tell this prominent man in society what I do for a living? And the Lord touched on my heart. The Holy Spirit said, you tell him this. I said, sir, I have my BA, my MA, and my PhD. He said, my, you're quite young. What'd you do for a living? What'd you major in, by the way? I said, sir, my BA is I'm born again. My MA is I'm mad at the devil. And my PhD, sir, is I'm past having doubts. And he looked at me like I was crazy. And I said, well, you know, I'm on my way to work with a doctor. Listen here. The Lord, if you have a willing heart, he can use you. He can use you. And he can give you the ability. You may not have the ability to do it, but he will provide the right people to help you. You can learn, like I did in the mission field, as long as you have an open heart. Don't complain. The Word says that he inhabits the praises of his people, not the complaints, the praises of his people. And I tell you what, when I got to Hawaii, I thought, Lord, you definitely are backing me up, aren't you? You know, I never lacked in Hawaii when I was there for years, never. And had many ministries I was involved in, helping Dr. Patrick. We built orphan homes all around. The street ministry, not bragging to any of you, tooting a horn, the prison ministry, I was going to Wayland Baptist University. But, you know, besides that, I had to watch my mouth. I had to learn to encourage people and not discourage them. I used to be a runner for the Army and was very good at running. I used to run like 25, 30 miles every other day and almost broke the world record in the 2-mile run, and I enjoyed that. But I noticed when I would run, I would see people on the side breathing, you know, real heavily. And I said, you know, get off the concrete, slow down a little bit. And I loved encouraging God's people. And that's what I want you to get in the habit of doing. Don't discourage a person. If someone tells you that, God wants to use me, you encourage that person. Someone wants to become an engineer. If a person wants to become a doctor, if a person wants to become a pastor, don't discourage them. Don't discourage that person. You know, ask the Lord, the Holy Spirit, to give you a comforting word for that person. You know, someone may want to start a business. You say, you'll never make it in business. Why won't they? With God's help, the word, the scriptures tell us, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Our words that come out of our mouth are important. You can really hurt someone. You can really hurt them with your mouth. Remember, the scriptures tell us life and death are in the power of our tongue. You can speak blessings or curses. And I want you all to get in the habit of watching what you speak, share. If you have a critical spirit, ask the Lord, Jesus, help that person listening get rid of that critical spirit. Have them get rid of that critical spirit in Jesus' name. Lay that critical spirit at the foot of the cross. If you have a problem gossiping, lay that at the cross. And Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that those that have a critical spirit, a gossiping spirit, that we just nailed that to the cross today, Father God, that I pray their words would be encouraging to their wife, to their coworkers, their business partner, to the pastor, Father God, that we wouldn't be bickering and arguing all the time like the world does. The world's just, we've gone into chaos, Father God, this world has. Everyone's angry. Everyone's mad. Your people, Father God, need to be different. And I pray in Jesus' name that you would help us with our mouth. You would set us on fire in Jesus' name, Father God, to be all that we can be for you in these last days. That what we say would be pleasing in your sight and in Father God, that we would continue, as your word reminds us, to run this race with confidence, the race that sets before us. You know, and it's true. You know, in Proverbs, I'm reminded in Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23, whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. Watch what you speak. You know, if you can't say something nice, don't say it at all. Ask the Lord, Lord, help me with my mouth. You know, help me. And, you know, don't keep complaining all the time. Don't be negative and critical. You know, remember, the word says, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. Remember, all the Lord wants in your life is just, are you available? You have that availability. And with that availability, he'll give you the ability to accomplish what you need to accomplish on this life. I believe everyone that's listening, everyone that's not listening, I believe everyone is called. I believe that. Everyone is called. You may not be called to be a pastor. You might not be called to be a missionary like me. You may not be called to be on the radio, but you're called to do something. And I pray that Jesus awakens you, that you come alive again, and that we just don't become like, I don't know what the word is, stale or stagnant, that we would come out of dormancy. You know how a tree loses its leaves and the leaves all fall off? I pray your leaves in your life, the assignment in your life, will not fall off of you. That if you've had a vision, you know, it says, without a vision, my people perish. I pray that you would grab a hold of the vision that God has once given you, or that is giving, he's giving you, and you would run with it. You can have a dream. You can have a dream, and I'm thankful for a dream. But maybe stop dreaming that dream and do something. Go do something. Go live that dream that God's called you to do. Don't just think about it. And is it going to be easy? Nope. I'm sorry to tell you, it's not. You're going to have naysayers come up to you. You can't do this. You can't make it. You're going to fail. You just have to just say, in Jesus' name, you know, I curse those words that were spoken over me in Jesus' name. Keep moving. Keep running the race with confidence, the race that's set before you. And I tell you what, I believe it was Paul that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do some things. All things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I pray that he would strengthen you each and every day, that you wake up, that you breathe, that you run this race with confidence, the race that's set before you. We only get one life, y'all. You know, life is precious. People are precious. And Jesus died on the cross, on Calvary, that you and I might have life. And his word said, might have life abundantly. I pray you'd wake up. All of us would wake up, me included, that we would take hold of what Jesus is calling us to do seriously. And you know what? Run with it. Whatever he tells you to do, don't let someone destroy or kill your dream or your vision. You stay focused. As the word says, perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And I tell you what, I pray the very best is yet to come for you. Well, my time's just about over. I tell you, time goes by real quick, and I sure hope you enjoyed the message. I know this was a tough one to talk about, our mouth, especially mine. I'm working on it. I'm having the Lord help me to only share encouraging words to his people and to the world and to homeless people. Anyone I run into contact with, I give them a smile. Someone might be down, I'd give them an encouraging word, a pat on the back, that we would learn to be encouragers in these days that we live in, that we would be a light into the dark places that Jesus calls us to go. And so anyway, hope you've enjoyed the program. And if any of you have trouble with your mouth, you take it to Jesus and say, Lord, I need help with my mouth. You know, don't argue with your wife. Don't do it. Don't do it. You know, listen to her. And wives, listen to your husbands. You know, I had something on my heart and I shared it with my wife. And I said, I'm really serious about this. And you know what? She said, fine. You know, women, listen to your husbands. And husbands, please listen to your wives because they have a lot to say too. If you disagree, don't get angry and yell at them. You know, say, Lord, help me. Help me understand this situation and be at peace with my wife, with my coworkers, even with you, Jesus, that I would not even argue with you, you know, because things happen, storms come, and we get caught up in them. And when they come, you know, who's in the midst of it? Jesus, not you. Jesus said, you know, you'll make it. Just like the disciples. He said, get in the boat, boys, get in the boat, and I'm going to take you to the other side. Jesus knew what he was doing. Those boys thought in the middle of that lake they were sinking. They weren't going to sink. Jesus was in their boat. And you're not going to sink either when Jesus is in you and with you. You will never sink. And whatever he's called you to do, you do it. You know, you do it. Don't try to figure it out. You know, driving across country when I gave my military career up and driving across country, you know what? I was saying, look, Lord, this isn't going to work. You're sending me the one most expensive places in the world to live. But you know what? I went. I was trying to figure God out. And the Holy Spirit touched me and said, you know what? Figure God out. You're going to figure him away. My encouraging word with you all, stop figuring how God's going to do it and just do it. Just do it. I remember one Sunday I was in church and the pastor said, Tom Jones, you know, right before his sermon, he said, Tom Jones, get down here. I was hiding up in the balcony with my sister. And he said, Tom Jones, come down here. And I went down to the altar and he said, you know, you're not supposed to be here. Your career is over with and you need to, God's wanting you to go back to Hawaii. I said, yeah, he does. He said, why are you putting it off? I'm sort of like Jonah Jr. running the other way. He said, church, we're going to take up a collection for Tom. And then he unfolded seven post-dated checks for me in Hawaii when I got there. I tell you what God is ordering in your life, he will foot the bill. Just always remember that. And stay open, stay close to him. The word tells us, draw near to him. And guess what? He said, I will draw near to you. Come on now. Spend some quiet time in the morning with Jesus. Open the word of God. And let him draw near to you as you draw near to him. Well, Danny, I can't believe my time's up. Well, until next week, may God richly bless you. Run the race with confidence. The race is set before you. And remember, stay awake. God bless you all.
You've been listening to Wake Up, the radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us again next Thursday at the same time for Wake Up with Tom Jones. Their hands, angels shout.